The food situation is dire in Mashonaland West Province, where villagers are now surviving on eating mangoes. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa has more from the provincial capital.
Most crops in the region are a complete write-off, a situation that has forced the villagers to survive on eating mangoes. Villagers claim that food aid is allegedly being looted by some local politicians. Accused councillors were not available for comment. A community worker, Gift Kamanga, also claimed that food aid is being diverted by politicians for their own benefit. Kamanga said communities should organize themselves and choose representatives to distribute food aid.
They should, in fact, bring everything back to the community so that the community truly they will choose their representatives who can represent them so that they will go and represent them to collect the, it's either the maize or whatever, the food handouts. Then they will bring it to the community.
But others like Ms. Mavis Tomonda said food relief is distributed to all people regardless of their political affiliation. Dejected Shackleton villager Mrs. Rosalind Mpariwa said their family is now entirely dependent on catching fish. Then Rabi of Shackleton said the food situation is seriously affecting vulnerable groups. He said most villagers are surviving on mangoes, which they are hired to pick at local schools. The situation has been worsened by lack of rains. Mashonaland West agronomist Sienna Makaza said the crop situation in the province is not pleasing. Makaza said currently the province is gripped by a dry spell and 75% of the crop planted this year is wilting.
The crop situation in the province is not it's not very pleasing. Right now we are sitting at about 87,154 hectares having planted under maize, and for which it was planted late because of the late start of the season. Our plantings were started mainly around 18 December, which is late for major crops. And currently the province is dry, and we have not been having rainfall in the last 1 or 2 weeks. And also the heat, the temperatures, both soil and the air temperatures that we're experiencing is resulting in the crops wilting. Currently, about 75% of the maize crop in Urungwe, Sanyati and Ngesi district has started showing signs of temporary wilting. Well, the situation is a little bit better for districts like Shimba and Makonde, where about 50% of the crop is at temporary wilting. But however, we are saying that if as a province we don't receive any rains in the next 7 days, I think the situation will get worse. We'll reach a point where we'll be having permanent wilting, where we can't reverse the situation. And as a result of these challenges, what we are urging farmers is that they keep their crops weed-free. They also try to make sure that they've got conservation works to conserve the little moisture that we will be receiving if any rains fall.
Most villagers said although food is available in local shops, they cannot afford to buy it due to lack of money. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.